Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, 6 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh, now a cloudy sky and 58 degrees. A massive tornado swept through Jefferson City, Missouri late last night. Jim Siviking is with the St. Louis office of the National Weather Service.
Damage occurred there with some collapsed buildings and some people were trapped. And we have some reports of some injuries, but no fatalities at this time.
And that count could go up as daylight comes. There were at least three people killed in Missouri tornadoes yesterday. In other communities, Branson reportedly has been hit by a tornado. Missouri Governor Mike Parson tweeted that he's praying for those caught in the damage. Suspected tornadoes also reported again near Joplin and Branson, Missouri. The floodgates at Cheney Lake were opened Wednesday, allowing for millions of gallons of water to flow out in an effort to lower water levels at the lake.
But along with recent rains, it may be too much for campers to enjoy the Memorial Day weekend. Picnic tables, bathrooms, and boat ramps are all underwater. Park Ranger Mitchell Schwartz tells KSN News he's had over 300 reservations canceled so far.
A typical Memorial Day, we might have 40,000 people out here at the lake. This one is going to be a little bit different.
He says all but two campsites have been closed.
West side, it's Marsh Creek Campground, and on the east side, it is Lakeview.
Officials say visitors can still come out to the lake for the day, but they're advising that no one should get into the water. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Police arrested a 23-year-old man in connection with a drive-by shooting in southeast Wichita Tuesday afternoon. Officer Kevin Wheeler says officers were called to a disturbance in the 800 block of South Terrace. They found a 20-year-old woman and an 18-year-old man who said the home that had multiple gunshots fired into it. They told police no one was injured.
Officers were able to determine that the female had actually been shot once to her abdomen. She was then transported to a local hospital with a non-life-threatening injury and was treated and released.
A witness gave a description of the suspect. He was located a short time later and arrested. He is identified as Tristan Cowling. He's charged with disturbance and criminal discharge of a firearm into a dwelling. Police believe the incident is drug-related. Gasoline prices are stable as we get ready for the Memorial Day travel. Kansas Information Network's Nick Gusnell talked to a AAA spokesman.
Sean Stewart notes that Kansas is the 11th cheapest state for gas in the country this week.
Crude oil prices have remained relatively stable even over the past few months, which that's a big reason why gas prices have been cheaper in recent weeks than especially compared to last year at this time. And that's even despite having a little bit less in terms of gasoline stocks in storage.
There is still a concern that prices could rise in the summer months as demand goes up during vacation season.
President Trump abruptly shut down an infrastructure meeting with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, demanding an end to Democrat-led investigations of his White House if they expect his cooperation.
Pelosi and Schumer got back in their SUV, went back to Capitol Hill. Here is what they said upon their return to the Capitol.
I pray for the President of the United States, and I pray for the United States of America.
We came here very seriously. The President asked in his letter last night, where would Democrats spend the money on infrastructure? I was prepared to give him a 35-page plan detailing this.
And Speaker Pelosi under considerable pressure as few dozen members of her party have come out in favor of impeachment.
Fox's David Spunt reporting Senator Schumer accused the president of having a temper tantrum. There could be more trouble for NFL star Tyreek Hill.
NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell weighed in on the league's response to the investigation of child abuse allegations against Kansas City wide receiver Tyreek Hill on Wednesday. Speaking with Pro Football Talk, the commissioner said that the league will not interfere with the criminal investigations and will wait to speak to Hill until they have permission to do so. The commissioner also stated that the league will wait until they speak to Hill before making any determination on potential disciplinary action. Ryan Mayer, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 6:04, 4 minutes past 6 o'clock. Good morning, Steve and Ted of the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward here on a Thursday morning. It's 6:10 now, 10 minutes past 6 o'clock.
As we take a look at traffic here on the Thursday morning commute, we do need to tell you about a very heavy police presence in South Wichita at the MacArthur's Lake apartment complex. It's east of MacArthur and Seneca. Some sort of activity going on there. And just a few minutes ago, gunfire reported in the area. So there's something going on at MacArthur and Seneca near the MacArthur's Lake apartments. Lots of police there, some road blockages, and some sort of incident that we'll have more details on as the morning goes on. That's your traffic update with Steve and Ted, KNSS.
And now a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. A parked low-pressure system in the southwestern part of the country is not moving much. A frontal boundary drifts in from the east, and that will set the stage for more showers and thunderstorms this afternoon in south-central Kansas. Today's high 74. A flash flood watch goes into effect tonight and overnight. Our low 67. More storms likely tomorrow with a high 78. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now a mostly cloudy sky. We have a northeast wind at 9 miles per hour. And 63 degrees. And today is Thursday, May 23rd. We had a sunny day across South Central Kansas Wednesday. And as I was out running, I thought, you know what? This is a pretty nice day. Wichita's high temperature, 76 degrees. Not a lot of wind. Normal high for the date is 78. And I want to take a quick look at the radar this morning. The KNSS Weather Center radar. I'll give you a description of what's going on. And it's there are still scattered showers, fairly intense showers to the east of Wichita. We're talking about east of Eureka down towards Chanute, Coffeyville, and down into the southeast part of the state. Of course, that's that area moving over towards northwest Missouri, where we had Branson apparently has been hit by a tornado, or at least near there, and Joplin as well. And the anniversary, we were talking yesterday, Ted, the anniversary of that Joplin tornado several years, what, 2011 when it was? But here it comes again. Have a little pattern going there. Right now here in the Wichita area, south central Kansas, there are some blue blips on the radar screen, but looks like scattered very light stuff, if there's anything at all. Mostly just cloud cover going on right now in south central Kansas. May 23rd, 2019, on this date in 1934, bank robbers Bonnie Parker and Clyde Barrow were shot to death in a police ambush in Beanville Parish, Louisiana. And, of course, that thing was made famous by the film Bonnie and Clyde that came out in 1967, which was a, you know, Bonnie and Clyde did not look like Faye Dunaway and what's-his-face. She did not look that good, and neither did he. But Clyde Barrow was apparently a small, puny man who liked the BAR, the Browning Automatic Rifle that he would steal from armories. And these people were, you know, you can glamorize them all you want. They were a couple of real jerks, terrible people who murdered several folks. So anyway, that was, of course, you got the death car riddled with bullets, and that's been on display at different museums around the country over the years. That was on this date in 1934. And I'll tell you what, these people were active in southeast Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri. They were robbing banks and killing people, and that was about the time my dad was growing up in southeast Kansas. He was fascinated with those, as most people were, with those gangsters at that era. Well, it's an offer that is raising both eyebrows and concern. Police in Torrington, Connecticut say they have struck a deal with a fugitive that would see him turn himself in if enough people responded with likes to his wanted poster on social media. Authorities in the town of Torrington made the offer to 29-year-old Jose Sims, who faces 7 arrest warrants on charges ranging from breach of peace to risk of injury to a child. Police say Sims reached out to them and agreed to surrender if the Facebook post with his poster gets 15,000 likes. While the back and forth is interesting, one expert calls it unethical. Mackie Haberfeld of the John Jay College of Criminal Justice says authorities have no business doing deals with suspects, much less ones involving Facebook likes. Sign of the times there. Guy is obviously just kind of a petty criminal who wants just a little bit more attention. Looks like from what we're seeing on media reports that the Lake Cheney is not only underwater, which lakes usually are, but all the camping areas are underwater. El Dorado Lake having
many
the same
lakes
problem.
Across Kansas. Yeah, this, that same problem.
It doesn't bode well when we've got Memorial Day. Monday is just, Memorial Day itself is just, less than a week away, just a few days. And people like to, in this part of the country, like to go to those two lakes, camp out over the weekend, and, have a cookout on the grill and all that. And it just looks like
it may not happen this year.
It just looks like, Ted, that is not going to happen. Unless something happens this wet weather, just stops all of a sudden and it dries out in a hurry. Looks like we're going to have just I'd have to call it a terrible Memorial Day weekend. And our friends over in Missouri right now, as you've been listening to us, we'll keep you posted on what we know. But right now, again, just repeating that a tornado hit Jefferson City, which is the capital. We also had one reported near Joplin and one near Branson. But the one in Jefferson City apparently hit right in the middle of town. So far, they have no fatalities reported. But I have a feeling that's going to go up when they do a little more searching around the area, because there's a lot of damage in Jefferson City. But I'd be real surprised if they did not have at least a couple of fatalities. We hope not. We hope not. They got apparently a lot of people injured and going to different hospitals there in Jefferson City to be treated. But, May, this time in May in Missouri, they've had some tornadoes this time of year over the past few years. And I don't know what, that's what nature does, I guess. Not much you can do about it. Anyway, I hope they got good warning, because this happened.
It was a nighttime, like 11, nighttime tornadoes. Yeah,
like 11:40 at night, which
people are already asleep.
And maybe the sirens went off.
See the storm. Yeah.
All right, we'll be bringing you more details as they become available this morning here with Steve and Ted. Time check 6:17 here on this Thursday morning. It is Sports Time with Ted Woodward. Ted.
We take a look at the Shocker baseball team today at the American Conference Tournament in Clearwater, Florida. Day three of competition at that tournament. The Shockers, after a day off, into the winner's bracket semifinals today, taking on Connecticut. Shockers did lose 2 out of 3 at UConn earlier in the month. Shockers and the Huskies have both won 4 of their last 5 games. Shocker baseball today, Mike Kennedy. We finally got him down to Tampa. Mike will begin the coverage at 1:30 this afternoon. The game will start at 2 o'clock. You can listen live on Sports Radio KFH. That's 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. In Major League Baseball, the Kansas City Royals yesterday with a day-night doubleheader in St. Louis against the Cardinals. The Royals enjoyed playing under the sunshine in Game 1, getting to the Cardinals right away. You heard that game yesterday on Sports Radio KFH.
And the pitch. Swing and a blast down the left field line, way back there, and that ball is gone. A 3-run Jorge Soler homer, and the Royals have opened it up, make it 7-0.
So the Royals got big offense. Brad Keller got his first win in a long time, and the Royals easily won the first game 8-2. In the night game, the Cardinals got revenge with a 10-3 win, hitting 4 home runs. So they split the day-night doubleheader. Royals have an off day today before heading back to Kansas City for the weekend. Pro basketball, the NBA playoffs, Game 5 of the Eastern Conference Finals. Tonight, the Toronto Raptors and former Shocker Fred VanVleet are in Milwaukee, taking on the top team in the league, the Milwaukee Bucks. This series is tied at 2 games apiece in this best of 7. So this is the pivotal Game 5 tonight. Bucks are a 7-point favorite at home. Live coverage of that game, Raptors and Bucks, at 6:30 tonight. The game will tip off about 7:30, and that's over on Sports Radio KFH. Of course, Kansas City has long been dreaming of someday maybe hosting a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Never happened. But the Chiefs did get a prize from the NFL yesterday. The 2023 NFL Draft will take place in Kansas City near Union Station and the World War I Memorial. So that'll be a big party in Kansas City few years from now. In college track and field, the NCAA preliminaries are taking place around the nation. Our focus will be in Sacramento for the next 3 days, as Wichita State, Kansas State, and KU are all sending about 24 athletes each to the NCAA track and field prelims, trying to qualify for the national meet. In college men's tennis, the NCAA doubles championships in Orlando, it continues to be huge for the Shockers. As in the round of 16 yesterday, Wichita State juniors Marius Frosa and Merkel Deliev beat the 34th-ranked team from Princeton in three sets to advance into the Elite Eight, thus becoming the first Wichita State doubles men's tennis team All-Americans in 36 years. The Shockers will take on 11th-ranked Alabama in the quarterfinals of the national tournament today. In college baseball, the Big 12 tournament began yesterday in Oklahoma City. KU and K-State both lost in the opening round. There were no upsets on the day in the tournament. And that means the Jayhawks and the Wildcats meet in the loser's bracket at 9 o'clock this morning, with the season on the line for both teams. And in JUCO softball, 7th-ranked Butler Community College saw its 17-game winning streak come to an end in the opening round of the National JUCO Tournament out in Utah. Wow. So the Butler softball team will have to keep the season alive in the loser's bracket at 6 o'clock tonight against Abraham Baldwin of Georgia. And a happy birthday today to my sister-in-law, Brooke Toman Woodward, celebrating her birthday today, my brother Andy's wife.
How about that?
Happy birthday, Brooke. And a good friend of ours, Hank the Mechanic, longtime Wichita radio personality. And I know he's a Stephen Ted listener.
Is he having a birthday today?
Hank the Mechanic celebrating a birthday today. We wish him the best as well.
Yeah, the Mechanic.
That's sports with Stephen Ted on KNSS.
6:21 now. Keep it here for Fox News commentator Todd Starnes and traffic and weather on the way. As always, Stephen Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.